4:37 here on the Hardline, and Danny is going to give us a liner as soon as he's prepared to give us the liner.
We'll do it
later.
Away
from home.
The
once.
Printer broke in here, so
oh, okay.
I'm having to pull them up on my computer.
Oh,
we'll get to it in a minute.
Okay. All right. So something that happened quite significantly here in the last couple of weeks would be the birth of a child on the show. Not on the show. We didn't live broadcast the birth.
Tell you what, though.
Although.
Damn near.
Next one, Danny.
What a ratings.
Whoa!
Look at Mino for that.
Will there.
I'm getting snipped.
That's. Before preemptive strike.
Yes. Coming up next.
Can we.
Broadcast that.
Since now, Danny, you're the official Mick Jagger of the show, where you've got a 30-year-old and an infant.
Mm-hmm.
Is this it?
I mean, I thought this was it before. So you always keep your options open, right?
Evidently.
All right. After the just incessant ball busting, and this is baby news. We're just going to call it baby news that you had received for the previous 20 years mm-hmm. on getting snipped.
Will you now get snipped?
I believe that's a personal choice that we don't need to discuss on the air.
Oh, no. That's a very open-ended, let's all kick it around.
Now, I'm going to say, it's definitely a personal choice.
Yeah, it's a medical procedure.
But it is.
But as far as being...
I'll play the HIPAA card on your ass. You don't have rights to my medical records, sir.
I have an idea that...
Just where are you leaning on this?
Yeah.
By the way, City Credit Union, New Dallas Stars, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket want to send a special thank you to our servicemen and women. These are the people that need to be getting the credit. Active, reservists, and retired by honoring our hometown heroes at every Stars home game. Go to theticket.com and click on Hometown Heroes for nominations. Back to you, Corby.
Are you leaning in that direction at some point, let's say in the next year, maybe?
That we can air live.
Yes.
Yes. If I do that, we can do a Hardline remote from the surgery center.
It doesn't take long. As my doctor told me, just imagine watching Seinfeld, and it's over by the time that's over. And I'm still like, oh, I'm about to pass out because I just didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's not awful. The prospect of it is awful.
I remember kind of looking forward to it, though, because they do promise you a couple days of
gum.
Doing nothing but watching TV.
Did you do it on a proper weekend? Because everybody says do it the Masters weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I did it the weekend of Army-Navy, and that was it.
Happy about that.
You're probably really into the game, though.
Oh, yeah, man.
With your frozen peas.
So has baby... Because when you first have a kid, it's like, oh my God, the baby, what do I do? And then the diapers and blah, blah. Did everything come rushing back within the first couple of days?
Like riding a bicycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I often thought about that with my parents, on all of our parents. Once you have a kid, you look at them and you're like, wait, you haven't done this in like 40 years.
The difference is, it's a different kid. Now, the changing diapers is changing diapers, but personalities, they're not consistent from baby to baby to baby. And little Malcolm, he does three things. He eats, he sleeps, and he screams.
Yeah.
Now, he's a great sleeper, and we've been very fortunate in that regard. And he's gotten so much better. The first week, you didn't know whether... he was having his foot was being cut off or he had gas, because it's either zero where he's chill or it is a million miles an hour.
Really?
And that is definitely simmered down a lot, because I think it has to do with trust. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
And once he realizes that the sounds that he's making do get responded to, and you will get fed if you make a little bit of racket, you don't have to go to fever pitch every time.
Yeah.
He's learned that. So that's a lot better. And man, the kid, as far as a 3-week-old, went down last night at 10 p.m. She had to wake him at 4:30 to feed him.
Wow.
He slept 6.5 hours.
You're the most recent baby daddy on the show, Ty.
Yeah, Ty.
How was your first few... Do you remember? Because, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
All
I remember is we never had to wake her up to feed like that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
She was always making noises.
I think we had one really good sleeper right out of the chute, but I think our other one,
and
I can't remember which one, but I know one of them sucked. Like, it was really bad for a couple of months, But I mean, that's the only thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the one thing you want, the only thing you want out of your baby is sleep, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, you want to be healthy, but
and when it's awake, to be happy.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Full.
But mainly, you just want them to sleep so you get sleep.
And that's the thing is negotiating the sleep calendar, the sleep timer. Because if he goes down at 10, in all likelihood, I've either been at work or I've been with him.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with him the whole time until I get home and can kind of help out a little bit or in the morning. So when he finally goes to sleep at night, that's when it's like, ah, you want to watch a show?
Yeah.
You really don't, because you realize that it's in all likelihood he's going to wake up at 1, and let's say we get stuck on a movie until midnight and then go to bed.
Dear.
Well, then you've gotten an hour of sleep and you're waking up after an hour. At least if you can get three and a half hours of sleep under your belt before you have to wake up to take care of the feeding,
yeah,
then that feels a lot better than going to sleep for an hour. Guess what else doesn't happen? Drinking. You
no.
don't want to wake up in the middle of the night with any
Nothing.
Leftover buzz.
No.
Not that I've even... I think I basically quit drinking in 2020 anyway. So that
and
really
hasn't
been a factor.
Have, she can't have any more than like a glass
no,
of wine
I mean,
because she's feeding the baby. And
all of that stuff is, I've read, from one side it says don't drink at all, and then I've read things from blog forums with moms that say basically if you can find your baby, you can feed your baby.
Okay.
So it's somewhere in the middle, I'm sure, but she's not a big drinker anyway, so...
Yeah,
you know.
It's. I mean, again, it's all about managing sleep.
That's truly what our lives are right now, is managing how much sleep we can get and when it can happen.
When is the morning nap? Is that, because I do remember the 10 to 1 or 10 to noon. You may have already been gone to work by that time, Bob.
I think so, yeah.
By the time the nap rolled around. But like I was telling Danny on the way out,
it's not consistent yet.
Okay.
There's a morning nap and then there's an afternoon nap.
Yeah. And then that'll all get condensed down to 1. Mm-hmm. And Ty, did you have the...
We did have morning nap.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice.
Like 10, and dude, that's when I would try to sleep.
Yeah, I did that a couple days ago. I think I texted you guys at 11 and said, hey, I'm up from a nap.
Yeah. I mean, that baby goes down and it's so quiet, and then it is, and dude, you're juggling grenades
mm-hmm.
because of the pets, because of dogs.
Dogs have been great.
But the barking. And you want to keep them
right.
quiet whenever the baby is
yeah.
asleep, and that was always... such a juggling act.
I remember
dude.
That. I remember like lawnmowers and
yes.
knocks on the door and the phone ringing and just all the things that might wake the baby.
You want to hear something hilarious? Is of all things that could wake the baby. So on my street in the residential neighborhood that I live in, on our street there. The last couple of weeks, I've noticed some chalking and spray painting going on the street, and I thought. I kind of looked at where the positioning of them of these markings were, and I thought, oh my God, am I about to get fined because my tree is overhanging
right.
the street and I need to get that knocked back, and they just marked that? No, because yesterday morning at about 8:30, man, thankfully he was already up,
oh no.
the concrete saws came out.
Oh my God.
They're sawing into the concrete to access, to either replace it or to get to the sewer underneath or whatever, but yeah, they've been sawing concrete in
wow.
front of my house.
Then comes
now,
the jackhammers and
now thankfully Malcolm sleeps. Once he's down,
he's out.
He's not a light sleeper. He crashes out. I mean, we're, you know, playing music, watching TV.
Yeah.
Our whole point is get him to adjust to our lives, not us tiptoe around his. So that, you know, he's forever a light sleeper.
Right.
So he's
You're
he's
playing
fine.
The bass right next
right.
to the crib.
Boom. You and Token.
Do you have a white noise machine?
Yes. That thing is wonderful.
You know what? The white noise machine, it's still in my kid's room. He still listens to a babbling river when he goes to bed. And
I still have a fan that is not there to cool. It's there to make noise.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I always thought that, why don't we do that, sleep with a river or the rainforest or whatever?
I've got a white noise app I listen to every night.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to handle it.
And when we go on the road, at least when we used to.
Same thing?
Take the white noise app and
Absolutely.
Just fire up fan noise, basically, on your phone.
And I don't know, I'm sure Ty can relate, but I don't know if this wasn't something that I was aware of the first go around, but or maybe for you guys, but the art of swaddling. Boy, that keeps a kid down, too, is making sure their arms are... Right. Basically, it's a baby straitjacket. There's no mincing
words
here.
You put the little Hannibal Lecter mask on, too.
That's the only thing that it's missing. But it keeps them, for when they do get startled in the night, the thing that wakes them up is the sudden reaction with their arms going up to their head, and that wakes them up. If you keep their arms down, man, they sleep great. He, with that sound machine or that white noise machine and the swaddling... Put him down at night, and in all likelihood, he's going to crash for at least 3 hours.
What's the technology now for, like, baby monitors and all that crap? Is he sleeping in his own room?
No, he's in a bassie.
Next to y'all?
Yeah. Pretty early to move him to his own spot.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't even know.
The kid weighs, like, 8.5 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to say 6 months when you do that, or 3 months?
You put him in a crib?
3 to 6, yeah.
Yeah, you go.
God, all this is just like,
it's been a while here for sure. But, you know, I'm also still trying to figure out how to swaddle myself. I've been asking my wife to
get you one of those.
Yeah, can you
weighted blanket
wrap me in
the it's basically what the weighted blanket is.
But I'm telling you, I got really lucky with my partner because, you know, me being a dad already and having that experience, and then her job is she is a nanny. So,
for little kids and for everybody.
She's nannied for families that have brought kids into the family.
Oh, wow.
Like had another kid.
So she's basically been a mom.
Pregnant.
De facto mom, or at least as far as
there's a lot of experience between the two of us.
That's good.
As far as the mechanics of what to do and, you know, diapers are 2 seconds.
Yeah.
No big deal. He got his first bath last night. That was pretty fun.
That's cool.
Loved it.
Is that the sink bath?
Oh, yeah.
In the so weird.
In the pasta sink.
Yes.
The round one that's on the island kitchen. Yeah, I've got a pasta sink. That's right.
Yeah, we're just finding out about that.
It's pretty awesome.
Sunroom,
Bob.
Pasta sink.
Uh-huh. Does the pasta sink have its own Instagram account or anything like that?
Not yet, but it will.
All right, good, good.
Okay, so what about this? Like... Because when both my kids were born, I didn't have an iPhone. We just had like a flip phone and things like that.
Yeah.
And you're probably the same way. So we didn't do the picture a day. I can't imagine the amount of pictures I've taken of like dogs and things like that through the years with the iPhone. Are you over picture dad?
I'm not. She is, which is great. But yeah, that's, you know, the pictures of me as a little kid, there's like 7 of them.
Right.
With him. There's probably already 700.
Right.
And he's 3 weeks old. You know?
Slows down.
But a lot.
Yeah, that all will slow down. Because I think that with Van especially, you see a lot of baby pictures. And then like from like 2 to 5, it's kind of like he didn't exist.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, where...
Did you guys care about me at all?
Right.
From 2 to 5?
Yes.
No,
we
not
really,
really
didn't. We really didn't.
Each kid gets like 50% fewer pictures taken of them. So, like the first one, it's got everything. Second one, by the third one, it's like, look, we got a couple pictures of you. We're good.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good,
It's an adventure, but man, he's a great kid. He's doing super, super well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And fantastic.
Mom's in love.
Oh, God.
I could move out. She wouldn't even know.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that is mom.
Way to go, Danny.
Way to go.
Thanks, Bob.
Shout out to Malcolm.
You're really good at sex.
Yeah, way to go. Being the dad there, Danny.
Strong swimmer.
All right.
Up next is E! News.